Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, our headquarters for Intentional Life Media worldwide, with a goal of helping, encouraging, teaching, motivating, instructing, walking with people so we all can experience our lives the way God intended. More peace, more freedom. Doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. We're not naive. We're not silly or stupid or in denial. We know life is hard. But at the same time, we can experience whatever, the hardness or the good days, the way God intended, if we get our minds clear. And that's one of the things we focus on here at our Intentional Living Center. And the question from a pickup earlier in the week is the topic of worry. Big, huge problem. 43% of people in 2024 said they worried more than in 2023. I didn't see a stat for 2025, but I bet it's up. I bet it was even more so. We got a lot of stuff in the world we can worry about if we let our minds wander that direction. And so we're picking up from where we left off back on Tuesday. And how are you and I being intentional with worry in our lives, or the potential to worry? Now, we know worry really connects with control, fear of things we can't control. We know psychologically, I know this in my work and study, that worry tends to become increased in our lives the further we look into the future and the further we look into the past. Now, sometimes in the past, it'll be more regret, but still we think about, you know, that worried me, or I'm concerned about, I should have, and all that kind of thing. Or looking in the future, I'm worried about the things I can't control. And learning to live today, even the scripture says, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to have its own problems. I mean, that's my paraphrase of the scripture. But learning to live today and being intentional today is really the message. And one of the most powerful things that you and I can do is memorize scripture. We were all talking before we come on the air, and I was commenting to Stephen, who's our resident pastor here. He's our spiritual mentor. I mean, he loves the Lord, and he has God has given him, in my view, he can take whatever comes in life, and he has a way of really connecting it to make sure that what does the Bible have to say about this? And that's really what we should do more of intentionally, right? What does the scripture say? What does the Holy Spirit reveal in living our lives in such a way? And you know what? The Bible is not silent on this topic of worry.
My favorite verse for worry is 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and thorn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. It's two paragraphs. It's all about not worrying. God says not to worry about your life, and don't worry about clothes, and don't worry because your Father knows what you need.
But the scripture references from Isaiah 40:31, those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Isn't that great? Listen, if you have a verse that's made a difference in your life and you want to remind others of it, share it on our storyline, and we'll get them lined up in the future to share some of those as well. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Thomas, you look like you're a pretty logical guy. You got three things that have made a difference in your life. So what have you learned about this thing of worry?
I want to start off by saying there are three things that I've learned. And then because I've learned this, it made me realize what I can do to combat it with God in my life. And so I've learned that you're always going to have uncertainty. You're always going to have some form of pain, whether it's physical or emotional. And there's always going to be some kind of work that you have to do. And so because I know that these three things are probably primarily true for the rest of my life, I have to learn how to manage them. And so for me, when I start thinking about not just worrying, but I start thinking about like saying things like, I'm tired, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm upset, I've learned that I'm none of those things. I am not mad. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I can feel those things, but they're not me. And the moment I started realizing that, I could dissociate from those words. The more I realized that when I look at worry, I don't worry. I think. So I replace the word worry with thinking. Why am I thinking about this? Mm-hmm. Why am I thinking about this? And I start to wonder, why am I thinking about this? And it's probably, you know, a few reasons, you know, and I start asking myself, what have I done in the situation that I'm thinking about? Have I done enough? Is there anything more that I can do? And if not, then does that mean that the rest is out of my control and out of my hands? Yeah. And if I check off those questions, well, yeah, I did everything I could. I'm following everything I can. Then the rest is out of my control. Then at that moment in time, I give it to God. And I say, this is no longer mine to hold. This weight of this thought that I have that doesn't exist, or, you know, whatever is making me feel this way, I'm going to give it over to God. So what I do throughout my day is I start to pray, but I don't ask for anything. I start to think about the blessings I have. And I go mm-hmm. back and look at the testimony that I have in my life and the blessings and the things that the Holy Spirit has shown me and then presented to me. And then I'm living in it. But I have to learn that I need to stop and say, Lord, thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you for today. Thank you for your learning. Thank you for taking away things and presenting things. Because if it's mine, it's something that you would give me. It's not something that I need to worry about.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Randy. I enjoy your show. I've been listening to it for a number of years, and it gives me great encouragement during times of the day where I feel desperate. I just suffered a job loss, but I'm looking at my prospects. So in those times of day where I feel this great sense of fear of the unknown, I remember Christ's words to us, in this world we'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I remember that, and you reinforce the Bible, and that helps me get through my day. So thank you for your ministry.
Hey, that's good. Listen, let me, talking about scripture, let me give you one. Psalm 37:8 says, don't give in to worry or anger because it only leads to trouble. It really does. I don't know, people say, you know, one of the things I appreciate is how my worry or my anger, it just led to good things in my life. I'm just so thankful that I worried and got angry right into a better marriage and a better health and better finance. It was just, thank you, God, for my worry and my anger. It's just been such a blessing in my life. I mean, we know it leads to trouble. In fact, it says in the book of Ephesians, go ahead and be angry, but don't sin. And really what Paul's trying to say to us there, and he does say it better than I can, but basically what he's saying is, hey, anger's a fuel. Worry can be a fuel. Guilt can be a fuel, but you got to ask the question, is it a fuel that's going to drive me or going to drive me in the right direction to see a change, do something, act in some way, think differently in some way, or is it going to blow up and destroy me? And worry is the same thing. And we quoted this Serenity Prayer back on Tuesday, and it's a great prayer. It was on a little plaque that hung over my dad's desk for many years. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's a very powerful reminder on this topic. By the way, I want to say a thank you, looking through the microphone, to you all who are supporting the ministry today. You are making a difference, and I look at you and I know that you do this out of a heart of wanting to make a difference in the lives of somebody. We're a listener-supported ministry, a part of Intentional Life Media, our network of radio stations. with its own budget, and this part of the ministry within the ministry is committed through this radio program, podcast, publications, and things to try to help people experience life a little more the way God intended. See marriages saved, people come to Christ, homes are strengthened. And we operate on a very lean budget. Many years ago when we set up Intentional Living, I said, no borrowing. We're not going to borrow a dime. I don't want to have discussions about, hey, we're going to borrow money so we can keep going. If God wants it, he'll continue to provide for it for the ministry here at Intentional Living. And that's why we do this. And so I just simply say thank you for your prayers and many of you who support. And those of you who get it, you're very intentional. You set up on the auto program where you just say, hey, count me in every month. It'll be an auto giving kind of a gift. Thank you. And whatever it is, we thank you. I don't say, well, thank you more than less for the other person. Everybody's a part of the team. Wherever God plugs you in and allows you to be a part in your support, thank you. Typically, you look at people, if you're like me, a numbers person, you like averages and all that. The average, the typical person supports the ministry at about $1 a day, $30, $40 a month, basically. And if that gives you some idea, but whatever it is, thank you. And by the way, when you support, one of the things we do, our team will send you a thank you, and there'll be a little code there on how you can get plugged in online to our teaching. That's up there for an exclusive site for our members. You're making a difference. So call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Do it now. Intentional Living is about now, doing the next thing. Or if it's business hours, right? Or you can go online anytime, but now is a good time. That's at theintentionallife.com and click on the donate icon.
My name is Sheila, and I remember that I used to worry so much about my children. They live in different states. And my son ended up in the hospital in Phoenix, and I was getting migraines from worrying. I couldn't sleep from worrying. I overate from worrying, and then I wouldn't eat anything from worrying. And I went back to church. And somebody said, well, have you thought that maybe this is what God has planned for your son? And I'm like, oh, it was like an entire weight lifted off me. And I've been living for the Lord 100% ever since. I have not worried.
There you go. Trusting God. We're talking about worry today, and whatever the topic is, whatever it is you're facing in your life, intentional living in Christ is the solution to it. It's a bold statement, but I think it's hard to argue with that truth. It certainly isn't going to be an unintentional life in Christ that's going to be the solution, or a good intentioned life without any follow through, and that's not going to be the solution. But being intentional, and by the way, because life is so complex, we teach you got to get mad enough about whatever is not going on in your life, you know it should be, that you say, I want something different. And mad to us really is the standing for the MAD of changing your mind, your attitude, and making the right decisions. And then we believe in the power of one thing, which means, what one thing could I do today, starting today, God, that will bring you glory and blessing and it'll be a benefit, frankly, to the problem I'm facing. And that really comes down to what intentional living is all about. Does that resonate? It works. Okay, Renee, we're talking about the one thing that you do in worry. What is it? And what difference is it making?
So for me, it's just to wake up every day with a grateful heart, just to be grateful for every single thing that God has given me. Yes, the roof over my head, but more so my children, my husband, who is an amazing man of God, and my church family, and just the God I serve.
Yeah.
Who else asks us to bring like all of our burdens and just lay them at his feet, just come and dump them in a wheelbarrow And I literally picture taking each one of whatever I'm worried about in my prayer closet and just dumping it at his feet and saying, like, you have to take care of it because I can't do anything.
That's great. Did you have to make a decision to do that, or is that sort of the way you're wired?
No, I had to make a decision. I am not wired like that at all. We do have a daughter that suffered a catastrophic brain bleed. Things like that kind of shake you, but that's where the rubber meets the road. And it was just a moment in time where it was like either he is God or he's not.
So you had a moment. What was the moment? Was there a day? Can you go back and remember the moment you decided, hey, this is the path we're going to start living in a more thankful?
Yeah, again, just standing at the bedside of my 9-year-old when they were telling me that we had 40 minutes left with her. That was it. And just my whole world shaking and seeming like everything stopped and slowed down. And at the end of the day, I'm facing what I think every parent, like it would be their nightmare. But it ended up being such a blessing because it was like, at that moment, either he's God or he's not. And every single worry since then does not plague me. And she lived. God is an amazing, amazing God. Mm. And she lived. She graduated high school, 19 years old now, living miracle by the grace of God. But at that moment, whether I lost her and she was living free and happy with God, or whether she came back to us and was living happy with us, it was okay because I realized I couldn't do anything about the things I worry about.
That's right. And you know what, Renee, let me add, if worry did work, I would worry myself. I mean, I would make worry my priority. If worrying made something positive happen, if I could worry myself into a solution, come on, we all know what I'm talking about here. If you could worry yourself into a better marriage, worry yourself into kids being, on the path you want them to be, if you could worry yourself into better health, then worry away. And so when the Bible says worry about nothing, Paul's not being nasty or mean. He's not saying, well, stop worrying because that's good for you. He's saying stop worrying because it's not good for you. It's not good for you spiritually. It's not good for you relationally. And of course, physically and all the things we know that worry can do. And so that's sort of obvious. But if you want to really do a little Bible study for yourself today, go to Philippians chapter 4. That's in the New Testament. It's the Apostle Paul. He's sitting in a prison. He's in jail and not having a great day. Right? He's not getting 3 meals and a TV set and an attorney. He's in prison, chained, and he's writing, rejoice always, he says in Philippians 4. And then in verses 6 through 9, he gives you the solution by saying, worry about nothing. Come on, Paul, you're in the middle of it. And you say, worry about nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And then he gives us right there the steps all the way down through verse 9. So if you want to do a little Bible study for yourself on worry, write these verses down. Philippians chapter 4, read the whole chapter. It's great, but you can 6 to 9, put a circle around that. 6 to 9 will be very powerful for you. Very helpful. Okay, Ryan, thank you for waiting in Texas. How do you handle worry, my friend?
I was telling the other person that I just was on the phone with. So I'm pretty new to being a follower of Christ, but I'm going over this book called Growing Up. It's about being a disciple. And this last chapter that we were on talks about not taking scripture out of context and using it like to prop yourself up. I mean, if you go under later in that verse, it talks about I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's part of the scripture that he uses in that. It says sports people use it and just it kind of takes that out of context. But the answer, I mean, for me, is kind of it right above the above that and how it says rejoice. Mm-hmm. Say again, rejoice in all.
Yeah, and you look at the Apostle Paul when he's writing many of the verses, many of the books that he writes. He's writing from prison. He had reason to worry. And you're right. In the book of Philippians, his whole message, Ryan, is one of rejoicing when it comes to the challenges that we have in life and the issues that we have, that we continue to rejoice. That's a good lesson to learn as a new believer. And by the way,
yeah,
congratulations. It sounds like you're not only a new believer, but you want to grow, and that's fantastic.
Sure.
That's good. Have you? What difference has becoming a follower of Christ made in your life, your emotional life, and your life in general?
I don't know. I guess just perspective, trying to understand the way Jesus would want me to interpret a situation, I guess, than just being selfish, you know, trying to live for others instead of living for myself. That's one of the things that I really, really noticed, is how selfish I was living before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even as a Christian, we can fall into that trap pretty easily. But congratulations and welcome to the family, and continue to grow. Keep reading the right things. You know, we read the scripture, but also reading you know, one of the best things you do is read some of the biographies of Christian leaders and people's lives, and you can kind of see how they've journeyed through life. That can be encouraging to you as well. Okay, Nicholas, welcome to the show. What have you learned?
Well, I've had so much worry. I was released from incarceration. I was incapacitated for around 12 years, and what I was going to do when I got out to work, what I was going to do when I got out to become a productive member of society. And it snowballed from after I was released. I never found myself being in any kind of trouble. I never found myself back in prison since the time that I was released. And I would give my dad my word that I would do everything in my power to make sure that I never resorted to the things that I did in my past. And the worry that I had was, of course, his health, like I said, my job, my financial stability, what I was going to do for myself as a grown man. And I worried about everything I had. It made my stomach to where I would eat. I couldn't digest my food. It was making me sick. I was losing my hair. And I think that I finally gave up trying to do it myself.
Yeah.
And gave it to God.
Amen. How long ago was this, Nicholas, that you were released, set free?
2018.
That's great. How are you doing today?
I own my own business, and I have my own semi-truck.
Good.
Yeah. Kept my word.
Are the habits shaping your life making you stronger or holding you back? In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Habits, you'll learn how to identify the habits shaping your life and intentionally replace unhealthy patterns with godly habits that lead to lasting change.
What one habit do you have right now you'd like to eliminate in your life? When we think of five essential areas of life, faith, family, health, finances, and work, and you had to pick one habit that you know is not building strength into your life, what would it be?
Create new habits this year and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. I hope you all do that today. And much thanks to those of you who are already a part of the team, and you're allowing us here as a team to do this. Jennifer and Stephen, myself, and others here on the team, and all the things we do in the radio and the podcast and so on. Thank you. You're a great blessing to us. Find out more. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, Michelle, it says here that you've struggled a lot with worry over the years.
I did. You know, I'm 35, and most of my adult life, you know, probably from like 16 through about 3 years ago, I struggled with worry every single day. Like, I worried about everything.
Mm.
And a lot of that was, you know, some traumatic experiences that happened, you know, when I was young. And I worried about everything, like about losing loved ones, about my kids, you know, even them just going to the bus stop. I worried about everything.
Yeah.
And about 3 years ago, I was sitting in the barber shop waiting for my son to get his haircut, and a minister was there, and he looked over at me, and he was like, God told me to tell you to stop worrying. And I just kind of looked at him like, do I have a worried look on my face? Because at that moment, I wasn't really worrying in that moment. And it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, God was trying to speak to me, you know, to tell me to let it go, you know, and let him. And, you know, he shared some scriptures with me, and, you know, he shared with me that worrying was a sin, and that God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where worry comes from, is the fear. It's the fear of the unknown. And it just, I guess I didn't put the two together. You know, I've been a believer all my life, and it was just, it just clicked that day, you know what I mean? And actually, what came out of that was not only did I quit worrying, and, you know, every time that I worry would come back and, you know, the enemy would attack me and try to bring that back up, I would just say, you know, God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, and I'm not going to worry about this. And I've had such peace, and not just that, I was able to let go of the past and be able to move on and not worry about what the future holds, because God holds my future.
Hmm. Now, that came out of that experience in that barbershop.
Yeah, it was so simple, you know. And it was just, somebody just looked at me, and, you know, God laid that on their heart. And what was funny, I almost didn't take him to get his haircut that day. And I was so tired, and I was just like, oh, I want to go home. But I went ahead and took him, and I'm really glad I did, you know. And not only did I quit worrying, but I was able to give my life fully to God, not just where I believed him, loved him, but it was like, I'm yours, use me.
Amen.
And I've been able to, through that experience, be able to minister to others, you know, who have been dealing with the same thing. You know, I've led several to Christ through just my personal testimony. And it's amazing how God can use you and use your experiences and, like the song, Your Scars, you know, use your scars to be a witness to others. And I feel like if people can just take the worry, because worrying is a choice really in our mind, and it's something that we battle with, and if we let God take over, you know, like you said, he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if we can allow our minds to be at peace and give it to God, he can take that worry away from us.
Amen. Listen, we've said a lot and heard a lot today, and back on this past Tuesday, if you missed it, that's in our archives. You can hear it 2 days, a whole hour, just downloading what does it mean to find the solution to deal with worry in your life. And I think you've gotten the pieces of it here today to be an encouragement to you. Thanks to our members. You can join us at 888-888-1717. Share your story, share and support, be a part of Intentional Living, and check us out next time as we talk about goal setting from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.